T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and hot Tuesday alohas to you. You're just in time for the most heavily commuted, and not merely coincidentally, most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show. It is the 5 o'clock follies. We are underway, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation this afternoon. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to text me, that would require you using the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. And if you missed it, the keyword for this hour in the $1,000 bankroll contest is wish. Make a wish and just text that word, W-I-S-H, wish, to 72881, which is the text line number for the contest. Get your name in the hat, and you could be our next $1,000 winner. So I saw this story today, and I thought, well, you know, it's taken them a while, but apparently they are finally waking up. ESPN president Jimmy Pitaro, he is relatively new in the job, conceded defeat yesterday by finally admitting, and I quote, "Without question, our data tells us our fans do not want us to cover politics." Well, thank you, Jimmy, for that brilliant assessment. You needed your data to tell you that? You needed to convene something to do a tabulation to deliver some data, Jimmy? And what was that data, Jimmy? Was it the 15 million lost subscribers? Was that the data? This is from Breitbart, by the way. How about the endless complaints across social media, the editorials, all the layoffs, those massive layoffs? Were the layoffs the data, Jimmy? Perhaps it was the ratings crash. Perhaps it was consumer sentiment. I mean, seriously, Jimmy, do share with us some of this data of which you speak. After years and years and years and years of Disney straight up lying to us, telling us again and again that the infusion of left-wing politics into its sports coverage was not hurting the network, here we have no less than the president of ESPN taking a knee. Now, here's his whole comment, where Pitaro also makes clear he sat down with his anchors and told them to shut up about their personal political opinions and focus instead on the players and games. Excuse me, I kind of thought that's what ESPN was supposed to be all about anyway. A cable network that dealt with all sports all the time. Pitaro has also satisfied ESPN's more traditional fans by steering commentators away from political discussions on air, as well as on social media, which heightened, of course, during President Trump's criticism of NFL player protests against social injustice during the playing of the national anthem. Quote, "Without question, our data tells us our fans do not want us to cover politics," Pitaro said. "My job is to provide clarity. I really believe that some of our talent was confused on what was expected of them. If you fast forward to today, I don't believe they are confused. Naturally, the far-left LA Times buries its own headline by burying this news deep in the interview. But let's compare Sunday's comments to what ESPN told us back in January of 2017. So many of you write in every time we say something that you disagree with politically, even though we don't talk politics around here.
Yeah.
We talk race. We talk about cultural issues. We don't talk politics. So many of you write in. That's why ESPN is losing subscribers, because of its liberal leanings. It's just a basic misunderstanding of what is happening with ESPN that confirms to your biases. This is not why ESPN is losing subscribers at all. ESPN is losing subscribers because in 2017, all of the technology has changed, and 99 million of you have been paying for something that 98 million of you may not be using at any given time. It's not about the politics of the company. The company doesn't have politics.
Mm-hmm.
How about the good old days when former ESPN presidents were so deep in denial, they claimed the network was not getting political? Oh, no. No, not getting political here. It is accurate that the Walt Disney Company and ESPN are committed to diversity and inclusion. Statement from them here. These are long-standing values that drive fundamental fairness while providing us with the widest possible pool of talent to create the smartest and most creative staff. Yeah, those that are left after the layoffs. We do not view this as a political stance, but as a human stance. We do not think tolerance is the domain of a particular political philosophy. Personal favorite was when ESPN's media apologist blamed the ratings death spiral on everything but politics. A deeper dive shows the primary causes of this decline are likely cord cutting and increased competition from the internet, not politics, as people turn away from linear television and to their computers to follow sports, including live events, which now air on Hulu and Amazon. You want to talk about fake news? Of course, it was all ridiculous at the time, and we all knew it, but this is how far a propaganda outlet like Disney is willing to go to push propaganda, and this is how bad things have to get before it finally ends. Worst of all for ESPN was the permanent damage to its brand, a brand that once enjoyed universal goodwill. Screwing up something like ESPN takes real talent and effort, because ESPN had a near monopoly on sports, which is why it was absurd to blame all of their problems on bad games or whatever. Sports fans have no place else to go. So, of course, it was the divisive left-wing politics, the 24/7 virtue signaling, the constant sucker punches aimed at the tens of millions of sports fans who did not vote for Hillary. And it wasn't that ESPN got political. That, too, is a lie. If something is political, it allows both sides, all sides, to have a say. Uh-uh. No. ESPN was partisan. And there's a big difference between political and partisan. ESPN moved to the left, far, far, far to the left, and did so in an insulting manner, deliberately meant to antagonize anybody who dared disagree. Personally, I think it's too late for ESPN to fully recover. There was never a boycott of ESPN. People on the right don't do boycotts, but we do eventually get sick and tired of BS like this and move along. And those are the hardest people to win back because their habits have changed. They found other things that interest them. ESPN used to win the ratings fight most every week, now consistently in third to fifth place. Nevertheless, through those bloated cable bills, even though a little over a million people bother to watch ESPN, some suckers still subsidize the left-wing sports outlet to the tune of about $80 a year. Yep, just like CNN, if you don't watch ESPN, you still pay for it simply because it is on your cable package. You all really do need to cut the cord. That is from John Nolte at Breitbart. And too true. You know, they wanted to do partisan politics rather than sports. And this is what they got. How do you like it up there in Bristol, Connecticut? 17 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Excellent.
Welcome back. 5:23 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Big story of the day today was all over Drudge earlier, and I noticed that Fox was doing it, and I'm sure that CNN is raving about it as well. A new Gallup poll that is out. 43% of Americans now have a favorable view of socialism. And I saw that, and I thought to myself, yeah, okay, here we go again. This is another part of the media agenda in trying to convince Americans of the beauties of socialism and how wonderful it is, and sending us a message, you know, socialism's on the way. We better get aboard the socialism bus. We don't want to be left behind. We have to get behind socialism. Look at all the Democrat candidates. They're each trying to out-socialist each other. When you look at their agenda, you know, it sounds like they think that what's going on in Venezuela should be happening here. I mean, what's their platform going to consist of, whether it's Kamala Harris or Mayor Pete or creepy Uncle Joe Biden or crazy Bernie Sanders or Senator Kamala Spank Me Harris or whoever it happens to be? You know, they're all in favor of open borders, unlimited illegal immigration. Kirsten Gillibrand, another one, she said, oh, yeah, let them all in. Yeah, we'll just take them all over America. They all favor infanticide. Many of them want to eliminate the Electoral College. They've signed on to that. They think it's a great idea to have voting rights for convicted murderers who are in prison, like the Sarnia kid that was the bomber in Boston during the marathon. AOC and other wackos talking about providing guaranteed income even for people who don't want to work. That'll certainly incentivize people, won't it? Why should I work? I'm going to get paid anyway. Then, of course, you know, she came up with the Green New Deal. There's another brilliant stroke. Eliminate air travel. Eliminate fossil fuel-powered vehicles. Retrofit every building in America to fight climate change, free college tuition, forgive all college loan debt, and reparations for various segments of society. So, you know, when you see this stuff, and of course, all the cable news outlets, the BS, LSD, and CNN, they're all going to be, you know, touting this today. Oh, yeah. 43% of Americans. Right. These are the same Gallup. They're the same polling people that up until 9 o'clock on election night said Hillary had it in the bag, right? We should have believed them then, but we certainly should believe them now. You know as well as I do, you can make polling data say anything you want it to say, and that's exactly, in my opinion anyway, what this is from Gallup. You know, they want to push a leftist, socialist, progressive agenda, and so they do a poll that confirms their preconceived notion that America's heading in a socialist direction. Horse hockey. Don't believe it. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby, not only do I hope the socialism bus leaves without me, I hope it goes over a cliff. About ESPN, Bobby, FS1 is all I need. They show NHRA Mellow Yellow drag racing. There you go. Tack it down the quarter mile. Bobby, remember the non-political Keith Olbermann? Came from non-political ESPN. Yeah. He was so rabid leftist, I took to calling him Keith Doberman. Bobby, hopefully they'll throw Stephen A. out on his tush from Gerald and Cowpens. No, I don't think so. Stephen A. just signed a big new contract, I believe. I think he's the highest paid person at ESPN now. Highest paid on-air talent. Bobby, ask Kurt Schilling if that's true about ESPN being non-political. Right. Bobby, what does Hillary have on all these liberal idiots who are continually protecting her? There's no doubt that she and others should be prosecuted. Yeah, she should have been perp walked years ago. And about our previous discussions about mowing the grass and fines that could be entailed as a result of, what's the phrase I'm looking for? Non-compliance. That sounds good, doesn't it? Moneypenny was talking about, well, tell him, Moneypenny, about your experience with your unmown grass.
Oh, while my mower was broke, my neighbor called the city and said that our grass had gotten too high. So we got a letter in the mail that said we had a week to do it. It was either a week or 15 days, one or the other. And if we did not comply, the city was going to come cut it and charge us $300.
Pretty pricey.
Extremely.
Gold-plated lawnmower they were going to use. Well, you know what they say, Moneypenny, if you see something, say something. I didn't know that applied to your grass. Meantime, from WSPA's website, the city of Spartanburg has been discussing making changes to its weed, brush, and debris ordinance. The new rules would restrict the height of your lawn to 12 inches or less for safety. The city said not only does unkempt property look unpleasant, it can be a place for rodents, snakes, and trash. The current ordinance allows weeds and brush to reach a maximum height of 18 inches, so that would be amended by 6 inches. In the current ordinance, the city gives you 15 days to cut your grass after you get a code violation notice. That's probably what you got, Moneypenny. Senior Code Enforcement Officer Jeff Tillerson said that the lawn continues to grow within those 15 days, and it can cost the city money if they have to hire someone to cut the grass. The city doesn't have anybody that cuts grass. Lots can go from $60 to $250 to just be cut. We'll let the fine be associated with the judge when we issue the summons, Tillerson said. Second reading of changes to the ordinance will be May 28th, if you want to be there for it. 5:31 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Patrick's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Tuesday with today's edition of Boneheads in the News.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Bob McClain.
Rock on, brother.
Like a hurricane, to coin a phrase. 5:39 here in the Bobby Mac Show, Tuesday afternoon edition. It is a boiling hot one, and it looks as if we're going to be in for more of this right on through Memorial Day. Like, what, upper 90s for Memorial Day? That's fine for July, but it's kind of rushing the season a bit. In on the text line, Bobby, some clown wants to change Wayne Hampton Boulevard to President Barack Obama Boulevard. Oh, hell no. Bob, Barack Obama Boulevard, huh? How about Over My Dead Body Road? Bobby, I think Wayne Hampton Boulevard should be renamed Ronald Reagan Boulevard. There you go. Okay, here we go. Y'all set, Mighty Penny? Ready for Boneheads? Here we go. Here's today's edition.
Boneheads in the news.
Yeah, beginning with this guy. He is a this guy is just a mess. A guy in Oregon sentenced to 18 months probation for faking a home invasion earlier this year. Why would he fake the home invasion? Well, because he had stolen the money his daughter made selling Girl Scout cookies and then spent it on an erotic massage. Here is a here's a Girl Scout official.
A family reported to us that a theft had been experienced, and we started our internal process when things like that take place.
Yeah.
And then we learned of the arrest. So that changed our perspective a little bit. As stewards of that money for girls, we really want to protect that, and it's constantly our top priority to make sure that those funds are used as they're meant to be used.
Yeah, and not for, say, erotic massages. It's not why she was out there selling the cookies. Meantime, some middle school kids in Ohio are in trouble for serving teachers food with bodily fluids in it. Ugh. Happened last Thursday in a home economics class called Global Gourmet. They were making crepes, and, they had things in there that you would not typically expect to find. Here's a student explaining what the principal said about it.
It was like some body fluids got into food, and a teacher ate it, and we shouldn't talk about it, and that should never have happened.
Yeah.
And he takes the school and everybody in the school very seriously on safety.
Uh-huh. Well, I think any further data we might get on that might be in the TMI category. Meantime, a woman in, I guess this is the UK, filmed her dad answering the question, why is God's name Howard? Here is his explanation.
Talking about dad.
God's name.
What is God's name?
Howard.
How do you know God's name is Howard?
Our Father who art in heaven, Howard be thy name. I don't know his last name.
Yeah.
Is it Wisner?
You could be.
We are, we here at Boneheads are still uncertain as to whether this guy had a great deadpan delivery or whether or not he was just, not quite hitting on all cylinders. Meantime, 44-year-old guy in Florida, yes, here we go again, a Florida man set fire to his ex-wife's house last Tuesday, then led police on a chase in a Dodge Charger painted to look like the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard. Requires us to play this.
Just a good old boy.
They don't mean no harm.
Never meaning no harm.
Yeah.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, meantime, the Dodge Charger guy got away in it. The replica of the General Lee. They eventually busted him hiding in the closet of a mobile home. We kind of thought we'd bring Waylon back narrating one of those classic chases.
They looked like they were like over.
Wait a second. Here we go.
Now that the ramp was finished, General Lee was raring to take off like the Yankees at Manassas.
There you go.
That's Bull Run, all you folks up north.
Right. One of the neighbors described the aftermath of the fire and her assessment of the mindset of the guy who took off in the replica of the General Lee.
They looked like they were, like, overwhelmed by all the smoke. There was a lot of black smoke from what I could see. And I did see the family sitting there, very upset. I felt really sorry for them. I almost feel sorry for him, honestly, because I think that if somebody is that stressed to do something like that, they must be in bad shape.
Yeah, that would be my assessment as well. Well, nothing like a baseball game. Broadcaster covering an Atlantic League game in New Jersey last Wednesday. It's a small pro league with 8 teams. He was doing play-by-play from the broadcast booth when suddenly he became part of the action.
1-1. Cardullo swings and fouls it off towards the broadcast booth, and I make the catch on the foul ball. I am very proud of myself.
Yeah.
I hope somebody got video of that as I caught it on the fly.
Nice work.
And it's a 1-2 count. Boy, am I impressive. What a play by me.
And he was modest about it as well. And finally, just look at all this trouble. Just because a random duck apparently wanted a cheeseburger or something, a guy named Neil Edward Cecil from Chester, England, you know, turned 40 a few weeks ago. He and his friend Lee Godoyne went out drinking, then stopped at McDonald's for some food. While they were eating, a duck randomly wandered into the place. We're not sure exactly what the argument was about, but we know it was duck-related. Anyway, they started brawling. They fought with the cops who came to break it up. Both of them were in court this week. 12 months probation and $108 in fines. No harm to the duck, as far as we know. There we go. There's today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
14 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll be right back.
McLean.
No, thank you. A little too warm for hot chocolate. But we got him for bumper music there. You sexy thing. Coming up on 5:53 now, 7 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. See if I can quickly catch up with the text line here, 71307. Bobby, he may have been a bonehead and the South deserves better, but I must note the General Lee did evade the 5-0. Bob, seems to me if you want to blend in and disappear into traffic, aren't you looking for an unmarked white Ford pickup and not a replica of the General Lee? Yeah, could be. Bob, the duck wanted a cheeseburger. It told him, just put it on my bill.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, they can. Bobby, talking about the weather being so hot already, I think we're due for a really hot summer. In the past 2 years, did we even break 100 degrees once? I honestly don't think we did. Do you remember going into triple digits in the last couple of years, Moneypenny? Yeah, I don't remember right offhand either. We'll have to look the records up. Bobby, I thought God's name was Andy. You know, he talks with me. Andy walks with me. I don't think so. Bobby Mack, Barack Obama Boulevard, huh? Why not just name it the Highway to Hell? Bob, if we're going to change it, let's change it to Donald J. Trump Boulevard. There you go. Bobby, if Congress wants to raise the age to smoke to 21, then the age to vote should go to 21. How many times have we been back and forth on that one? I mentioned earlier in the hour this business with a Gallup poll. You know, 43% of Americans think socialism is wonderful. You should, too, I guess is the theme of that story. There was another one today. It's amazing how the media pumps out this stuff. And I guess they figure that they're bringing people over to their side, you know, convincing them. Yeah. Geez, everybody else thinks socialism is great. I guess I should, too. Here's another one today promoting the media's agenda. This is from The Hill, which is a left-leaning website, by Niall Stanage. Stanage, S-T-A-N-A-G-E. This is a piece that The Hill publishes called The Memo. And the title of today's, Trump Faces Steep Climb to Re-Election. Well, President Trump faces a steep uphill climb to a second term, even if it's far too early to count him out. Well, that's big of him. Yeah, it's far too early to count him out. When was the last time an incumbent lost re-election as president? Jimmy Carter? And boy, did anybody deserve it. Trump campaign aides have talked up the president's chances of doing even better than he did in 2016. They note the economy is strong and that he scored some of the highest poll ratings of his tenure since the release of special counsel Robert Mueller's report. But the headwinds for Trump are severe. His polarizing approach looks to be more hindrance than help. And then it goes on to quote, you know, more university polling data about how terrible the orange bad man is. But Trump's salvation could lie in the idiosyncrasies of the Electoral College. What's idiosyncratic about the Electoral College? It keeps Boston, New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles from electing the president in the brilliance of the founders. Trump lost the popular vote to Democrat nominee Hillary Clinton by 2.1 percentage points, even as he triumphed in the Electoral College 306 to 232. 306 to 232. But according to The Hill, the president faces steep headwinds, steep uphill climb to a second term. Yeah, when you see this kind of stuff, just do what I'm doing with it right now. Don't even bother to print it out. To toss it into the trash can, just get rid of it. One more to go. The bonus hour is still ahead here on the Bobby Mack Show. Today's good news has some interesting graduation report in it. We'll see you back on the other side. And the last keyword for today is on the way in minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.